Okay, let's get into the next parak here in Tehillim. Tehillim parak Samach Aleph 61. And this is a parak, a small parak. The first part of the parak is a tefillah be'esara, that should be davens to be protected from enemies. When exactly this took place is not 100% clear, but at some point be protected from enemies. And then the second half is a tefillah davening for the king, that the king should live long. Who is the king? That's a question we'll have to see. So the parak starts off, Lam Natzeach al Neginas LaDavid. Lam Natzeach for the Neginas. Neginas, as we said, is some type of instrument, like many of these beginnings of Prakim talk about. Last time we had Shushan Edus in the last parak, which we said maybe it's shaped like a rose of some type, different type of instruments that are supposed to accompany this parak. So Lam Natzeach al Neginas LaDavid. David says, Shema Elokim Rinasi. Please listen to my Rina. Rina is a specific type of tefillah. Hakshiva tefillah si. Listen to my tefillah. If you look in Sha'arim B'tefillah in by Rav Pinkus, where he talks about all the different types of tefillah, and every parak is about a different type of tefillah, right, based on the Yalkut Shimoni. The Yalkut Shimoni, or the Medrash Rabbah, they're both at the beginning of Eschana. The Medrash Rabbah has 10. Asara Lashonos Nikreis Tefillah, Ve'eluhain, Shava, Tsa'aka, Naka, Rina. That's what we're going to talk about. Pigia, Rav Yifka Bamakom, Bitsur, Kriya, Nipul, Pilul, Tachnunim. And then if you look in the Yalkut, it has 13. A couple of extra ones. But again, every parak there. So here David HaMelech says, Shema Hashem, listen to my Rina. Every type of tefillah has a different emotion. We mentioned that, you know, depending on the language that you're in, if there are many words for something in any language, it means that it's chashuv to that language. For an Eskimo language, there are many different types of words for snow, because snow is chashuv. There's wet snow, there's heavy snow, there's light snow, there's fluffy snow, right? There's many words for love in French. There's many words for pasta in Italian. There's many words for prayer in Hebrew. Why? Because that's what's important to us. That's what's chashuv to us. And Rina is definitely something on the more positive, optimistic, full of simcha. Right? We say out of Sheva Brachas, Gila Rina Ditsa V'chedva. So to have a word that is both a form of tefillah and in Sheva Brachas, that's pretty unusual. And maybe it's unique among all of those other words. So Rina is something positive. Rav Pinkus writes there in Sha'arim B'tefillah. This is a tefillah mitoch simcha. A person has to realize that he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has the power to answer, to change, to improve. Milvad masha simcha hi yisod v'halacha b'avoda. Shetzorach lo'over ha-simcha kasher odim l'fnei Hashem. Od yoser hi simin la'avoda. Right? Not only do we need to work and serve Hashem through avoda, it is a simin for our avoda. If we're serving Hashem, ve'eino b'matzav shel simcha, we're not in a full state of simcha. Simenu shebe'emes in osik b'avoda klal. It's a simen that we're not doing the avoda that we're supposed to. I've mentioned in the past another shiur in the Dubna Magid's Mashal that somebody comes to the port and he gets off the port and he doesn't want to wait for his luggage, so he tells the porter, you know, just bring my suitcase and this is what it looks like, and bring my suitcase and bring it to the hotel. I'm going there. So an hour later, the guy went to the hotel and he's standing on the balcony and he sees that the guy is schlepping his suitcase, schlepping and huffing and puffing, and he screams out to him, "That's not my suitcase." He screams out to him, "That's not my suitcase." And he doesn't listen, because like, how does the guy know from far away? He comes closer and closer, and he says again, "That's not my suitcase." And when he comes closer, and he finally says, "This is exactly how you described it. Right? What do you mean it's not your suitcase? How do you know?" He says, "No, because I see you're huffing and puffing and sweating. My suitcase is very light. So if you're huffing and puffing, that means you have the wrong suitcase." And that's exactly what Rav Pinkus says here, that if we're not besimcha when we're serving Hashem, then we're not serving Hashem. Not serving Hashem, because it's about simcha, and that's what Rina is. Rina is recognizing that Hashem is the one that can, solve any problems. And he even says, interestingly, he says, the natural state of a person is simcha or atzvus. What's the natural state? Says Rav Pinkus, HaSimcha eino achas mipu'ulos hanefesh, o mikre hakoreba. It's not something that occurs. Elahi etzem tchunas hanefesh betiva. Kishein masha ya'afil aleha listos bitchuna ativis. Naturally, we're happy. It's just that when other things, external forces come, you know, that's what affects us. Hanefesh netzala, the tzelam alokim that we have, me'olomos ha'alyonim, shekom mitziutam yatav ha'shlemas. How do you know? How do you know? Because what about Malachim? What do Malachim do all day? They sing. Right? They have no external influences. Hashira v'asimcha hi mi'etzem mitzias ha-malach. Shekol mitziuso eino el hashira v'simcha me'ashem yisbarach. V'chein hu ba'adam, nishmas ha'adam, k'shi b'tzurasa ativis, krova l'ashem v'davka b'yisbarach. We're naturally connected and close to Hashem. And that's what we have to try to overcome any type of difficulty. And that's what he says. Nimsa peshel etzmiya gadola. Hechefshel etzavos ala simcha. Hari simcha yargasha. How could there be a mitzvah of simcha? And the answer is no, because the mitzvah is to undo the things that prevent it and allow it to come true. And this is back to Rina, right? He even says, it's a pasuk in Eicha, kumi roni balaila. Same show as Rina, la rosh hashmuro, shivchi kamayim libech nochach panei Hashem. Right? And that's the idea of even when one is in difficult times, if one can be besimcha, that is an amazing skula. That's an amazing skula. Ein lecha davar hamevi bracha v'yeshua kamo asimcha v'atov levav. Ve'ein lecha davar hamevi rose v'tzaros kamo ha'atzvus. Wow, that's what he says. So we have to recognize that, and it's all embedded in this one word that David HaMelech uses. Back to the pasuk, Shema Elokim rinasi hakshiva tfilasi. If you look at the Yalkut on this pasuk, the Yalkut says here that throughout Hashem listened to the tefillah, Hashem has listened. Hashem has listened to Klal Yisrael's tefillas. Says the Yalkut. B'chol makom shekaru Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu ana osam. Karo lo b'mitzrayim. Shenemar v'yishka lukim es na'akasam. Al hayam. V'yomar Hashem Moshe matitzak ilai. B'midbar. V'yishba Hashem es kol debrechem. Mishirech luzul aretz. V'yizak Shmuel el Hashem. V'chein bimei Shlomo. V'chein kechlo Shlomo lehis palel. Af anu achshav shegalinu ane osanu. Shenemar karasi shimcha Hashem mibor tachtios. V'yachshav sh'anu b'ksei ha'aretz elecha ekra. So we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says, it's worked before historically, please answer us. So, Shema Elokim, rinasi akshiva tefilasi. B'ksei ha'aretz elecha ekra. From the edges of the earth, meaning I call you, I feel distant from you. From the edges I call you, ba'atof libi. When my heart is ituf, usually surrounded by and clothed, right? Ituf, the Mitzudas David says, Me'utaf bitsaras. It's a figurative ituf. Me'utaf in saras. The Radak says, no, ituf is just a lashon of ribui tfila. Tfila la'ani kiya'atof. L'fnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. Itifa is a ribui tfila. So, I call to you Hashem, batof libi b'tsur yarum mimeni tancheni. Right, Hashem, from the to the rock that is higher than me, please lead me. And lift me up. Lift me up out of this state of tzara that I'm in. Ki ayisa machseli. Because you were, and you have been, and you will be a protection. Migdal oz b'pnei oyev. You have been a tower of strength in front of the enemy. Agura ba'alcha olamim. Hashem, I want to live in your tents forever. Echze b'tseser kanafecha sela. I want to be under your wings. B'seser kanafecha, right? The language of coming close to Hashem is kanfos hashchina, the wings of the shchina. But this pasuk of agur b'alcha olamim, right? This is darshan by Chazal in the Gemara in Maseches Yevamis. We're in Yevamis on Daf Tzadi Vav Mabez, going over to Tzadik Zayin Aman Aleph. Right? The Gemara there tells a story that Rabbi Yochanan was very upset because one of his talmidim said something and didn't quote him by name. Didn't quote him by name and was very angry at him. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi goes over to Rabbi Yochanan to try to appease him. And he says, Amalei kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe avdo, kein tziva Moshe es Yoshua, v'chein aso Yoshua lo heisir davar mikol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Right? Yeshua did not miss anything. He asked the Gemara, v'chia, and this is Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi talking to Rabbi Yochanan. V'chia, kol davar v'sha'amar Yoshua, hamar omer lam kach amar li Moshe. Everything that Yeshua said, he said, this is what I heard from Moshe, this is what I heard from Moshe. No. El Yeshua yoshev, v'doresh tam. Yeshua just taught. And they knew, everybody knew that everything he said came from Moshe. Af el Reb Elazar Talmidcha, Yoshev Doreish Stam. Your Talmud gives shiur, he teaches Torah, v'kol yodim kishalchahi. They know it's from you. He doesn't have to say it's from you. They know everything that he has is from you. And Rabbi Yochanan was very happy with that appeasement. And he says to the other people who earlier tried to appease him, to no avail. But then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, my time of kapit kulehai. Why was he so upset that it should be said in his name? And when he heard that, oh, people know that he's talking anyway, he was appeased. Why? Damar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Maidech, say, what does the pasuk say in our perek? Agura ba'alcha olamim, I will live in your tent, olamim. Olamim is plural, two olams. V'chiyev shalol adam agur b'shni olamos. Olamim, how does a person live in two olamim? Ela amar David l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David says to Hashem in our perek, Ribono shel olam, yihi ratzon, sheyomru davar shmo mipi ba'olam hazeh. I hope my Torah is said by others in olam hazeh, because then I will live in this world and in the next world. Dam Reb Yochanan, Mishum Reb Shmuel Bayochai, Kol Tamar Chacham, Sheomer Dav Shmuel Mipiv Bolam Hazeh, Sifsov Sov, Dovavos, the Kever. Right? His lips are moving in the Kever. So the Eitz Yosef here on this Gemara, one of the Mefarshim in the Ein Yaakov says, and it's Dafka Reb Yochanan. Remember, because he had all his sons died. He used to walk around with the bone or something of his 10th son, Dein Asar, Dein Gir, the Ethem, the Asir Abir, right, the Gemara says there, so, right, Dafka, the Rabbi Yochanan. This is the idea for this Gemara. Agura, David, all in both worlds. In both, even in the next world. If you look in the, Marsha on that Gemara, in the Basra, right, Marsha in the Madura Basra, there's a Madura Basra on, Yevamis there. It's the last Marsha in the Chiddushi Agadas on Yevamis. So he says, this is what Yaakov Avinu was also saying. Yaakov Avinu says when, Yosef was taken and he was missing. He says, "Ki ered el bani avel sheola." Now I'm going to go to the grave. We're not going to go to the grave because Yaakov gave Yosef so much Torah specifically for him. Remember what Rashi quotes: "Kol mashalom ad Yaakov mishem ve'ever masarlo." He gave to Yosef. Same kind it's tied. He says because that Torah is not going to be set over. If Yosef died, Yaakov thinks not only am I going to die, but that Torah is not going to be said over, so I'm going to die in both worlds. I'm going to go to the kever. Kaboshin it star David, ubikesh yomar shmua mipiv, yomar achshav, shenitav Yosef min ha'olam imkein, lo yiyah misha yomar davar Torah mishmi. Va'eirid al-bani, lish'ol ka'avel, sha'asol ol-adaber, like an avel that is not allowed to speak. My words won't be spoken. And that's why when Binyamin was taken, he just says, lo amar avel sha'ola, ela biyagon sha'ola, biyagon. And then when he sees again Yosef, Amusa Hapam, Achari Rose, I'm only going to die now, but I'm not going to die in the future because I see you're still around and you're going to be able to say my Torah. That's the Marsha in the Mahadura Basra there in Yevamis Sadivav. The Bnei Saskar also is the Kamoti Shal Rav here, but it's in the Bnei Saskar. He says that the idea of Dovavos Bekever allows us to continue growing and going up even in the next world after 120. Because as we know, many point out, the Gra on Mishlei, that a Malach is called an Omed, but a person is called a Holech. And we constantly grow and we constantly move. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua Kohen Gadol in Zechariah, V'nasati Lecha Mahalchim Bein Ha'omdim Ha'ela. Right, amongst these Malachim, you're going to be a Mahalech. You're going to be a goer, you're going to be a mover. So in this world, we're constantly moving. What about in the next world? So it says the Bnei Saskar, that's what a person's Torah after he dies allows him to continue moving, to be a Mahalich. Right? He writes this in Kislev Teves in Ma'amar Beis. Okay, we continue. So Agur B'halcho Lamim, David Elach says, I want to be in all worlds. Ki atol lokim shamatol and darai. Hashem, you have listened to my neder. Nasata Yerusha Asirei, my neder that I promised to fulfill, right? And you have given a Yerusha to those who fear your name. Yerei Shemecha. Again, this is the confidence by every tefillah about from Tzaras and save me. Hashem, I trust you. I trust you. Yamim al yamei melech tosif shnosav kamal dar vadar. Right? Famous pasuk that they sing sometimes for a gadol, right? Days should be added on to the king. Days should be added on to the king. So in context, who is this talking about? So the Radak quotes two days. Either he's talking about Mashiach, right? Add on days to the king, me le Mashiach come early. Then we'll have him give him more days. Or he's talking about himself. He's talking about himself, but he's not going to say, give me more days. He's talking about himself. The Das Mikra says he's talking about himself as a representative for the Am. So that's why he's talking in third person. Yamim al yamei melech tosif. Right? Add on days to the king, shnosav kamodar vadar. His years, like every generation, please add on the days. Rashi says, yamim melech tosif, im nigzar alai lamus bachur. If I was goat nigzar to die young, hosif yamim al yamai. Please add on days. Ad sheshnosai yu shivim shana. David HaMelech says, at least for an average. Kamo shnei dar vadar. Rashi finishes off, like a generation. A generation is 70, and that's, as we know, what David HaMelech did and lived. Right? Do we know that the Medrash says that Adam Arishon gave 70 years to David, because maybe he thought he saw he wasn't going to live, and David Adam Arishon says that I'm going to give those 70 years, which the Rabbi Pliskin here in his Sefer Antillim points out is fascinating, because this is right after Adam and Chava, one of the biggest tragedies and mistakes in history. Right, Adam Arishon was supposed to live forever. And Hashem was gozer on him after he sinned 1,000 years. 1,000 years. And then he gave, what happened after 1,000 years? He could have just like said, okay, forget it. It's all done. Be depressed. We can't go on. Nothing constructive for the rest of his life. What does he do? He turns around. He says, I see these 70 years could be very valuable. If I give it to David, Malchus Beis David, the destiny of the Jewish people. So even after such a tragedy, he turns around and is positive and is constructive and accomplishes. That's what he says here. You learn from Adam Arishon and what he did after he sinned. He still kept it going. So Yamim Ayim Melech Tosef, also add on days. The Kamotzi Shel Harav here quotes an Achron that says, if you think about Avodas Hashem, maybe this is alluding to the idea that even when, like the Rambam talks about Hilchos Deos, that if everything a person does is kavano, his sleeping, his eating, his drinking, his everything is l'shem shemayim, b'chol d'rachecha da'ehu, so then he's serving Hashem always. Serving Hashem always. And one second. David, Yitzchak Avinu, remember the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peites, where Yitzchak is bargaining with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, come on, but don't destroy B'nai Yisrael. After all, how much did they sin? You know, how much did they sin? The average lifespan is 70 years. So take off the first 20 because they're not Chai B'nai Shemayim. So we're down to 50. And then the other, take off another 25 years because they're sleeping half the time. So that doesn't count. Says the here, Kamod Shel Rav, he quotes, that doesn't count only if, you know, it can't be negative, but if it doesn't count, it's not positive either. But Tzadikim, he quotes this from the Galia Masechta, right? Tzadikim and Ovdei Hashem, you know, we use even our sleep time to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? To re-energize. And the eating, and the drinking, and the human needs, and so he puts it into this pasuk. Yamim, add on the days, meaning even at times when we're not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's l'shem shamayim. So then add it on. Everything counts. Everything counts. Yamim Melech Tosef Shnosav Kemo Dervadar. Once heard a fascinating story about the Anava of Rav Nevinzal. They once asked Rav Nevinzal what are appropriate songs to sing at a wedding. So he says, I know it's appropriate. He says, whenever I come to weddings, I hear them singing Yamayim Melech Tosef. So I guess that's a nice wedding song. He was not masik that they were singing it for him when he came into the weddings. He said, I think must be a good wedding song because they're always singing it when I come to the wedding. So that's what he says, how he understood it was not makir and recognized what's going on. Last pasuk, Yeshev Olam Lifnei Elokim. Let him, he, meaning talking about either again about David HaMelech, himself, or about Mashiach, Yeshev Olam Lefnei Elokim. Let him sit in front of Hashem. Right? Chesed ve'emes man yinsiruhu. Chesed and emes, Hashem should give him and protect him with. Right? Min, the Mitzvah Sion says, inyin hazmana. Right? You should prepare for him and have him experience chesed and emes. There are beautiful midrashim on this that talk about this pasuk of chesed and emes. If you look in Shmos Rabba, Lamed Aleph, David Amar Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tiyasher Olamcha B'Shaveh, Ho'ashir Mo'anim. David says, why they're poor? Just make everything equal. Give everybody money. Amar Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ime'ese Olami Shaveh, Chesed Ve'emes Manyin Siruhu. Right? If I make it Shaveh, where's chesed going to be? Where's chesed going to be? Emiyu Kulam Ashir Mo'anim, Miyu Chalasos Chesed. Right, that's similar to the Gemara we know in the first parak of Bava Basra, where Tanus Rufus Arashi asked Rabbi Akiva, right, if your God loves the poor, what does he give them money? Because we are want to be saved. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu is basically saying it's not just for the recipient, right? It's for the giver. And that's what it's about, the having the chesed, right? It's not just about the recipients of the chesed, but it's about the giving of the chesed. And that's what the Medrash says. Chesed is b'ani siru, but the pashup shot is that David is saying, let me be surrounded by chesed and emes. And again, he says, Yeshev olam lefnei elokim. Or what does David Elch want? He just wants to be in front of Hashem. He wants to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Rambam discusses in the end of Mishnah Torah, right? What do the tzaddikim want in the future? What is their purpose? Right, that lo nisavu na nevi'im v'chachamim mas mashiach lo kadesh yishadu al kol ha'olam It's not because they want to rule the world. Ella, they want you pnuyim b'torah v'chachmasa. And that's what David HaMelech is saying here. Yeshev olam lefnei alokim. And then the last pasuk, Kena zamra shimcha la'ad, I'll sing to you forever, l'shalmi nidri yinadarai yom yom. To fulfill my nether, to fulfill my nether. David HaMelech, right, there was a concept of noder be'es tsara, right, being noder at a time of tsaras, and David HaMelech must have taken certain nidarim, be'es tsara, right, the Rama might even say it's a mitzvah, there's a Gemara like that, but this is another one of the prakim that talk about tefillah and bitachon, and specifically a tefillah for the king in this context.